from Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. I'm here with General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and Dr. Jim Sadler. Probably long overdue talking to you, Doc. How are you?
Phil, the better question is how are you doing?
What we've got Dr. Sadler on to talk about here is my arm. I had surgery on February the 9th for a torn rotator cuff. And here we are. This is whatever it is. It's a
26th of March.
Yeah, the 26th of March.
Right. So you're good. Well, when did you have the surgery?
I had it on February 9th.
Okay, so you're not yet 8 weeks out. And 8 weeks out is when we recommend that you have physical therapy. The physical therapy part is going to be a little painful, Phil. They're going to ask you to stretch the arm, to move the arm in ways and in different ways, what you have not yet done.
I want to ask you again, Dr. Sadler, and I understand that you're an unusual doctor. You don't know medical terms. Your grammar is bad. Have you ever made any effort at making your grammar better? Wait, let's not talk about this. General, let's not talk about it.
Okay, so this is where we're going, huh?
No, you just said, hey, Phil, is your arm better? We understand from what we, I don't know, you said...
What I do?
You said something that was, your grammar was a little fractured there. General Shaw's upset.
Oh, jeez.
Wait a minute, I'm not upset. I'm just wondering, do you ever work on...
Look, General Shaw, I'm a doctor.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. I'm a doctor. I'm about healing people. I'm not about this obsession that you have with me using the big, the big words and doing the and talking good,
Right there, talking good. Can't you say something like and talking well? You can't say that?
Say, Phil, what is this anyway? I came on here...
Hey, General, why don't you just back off, okay? All right, fine.
I came on here with the understanding that I'm going to give you advice on your arm.
And you're going to get advice on Spank.
Okay, would you...
Bud, why don't you back off, man? Bud, we're not using that word. Dr. Sadler will deal with it in due course.
Oh, my God.
Well, nobody said anything about... Bud, just...
This Dickman, I've worked with him before. We're not using colloquial...
But that's the whole thing. Don't you use the colloquial?
No, I do not. When it's something as delicate as the use of the right arm during a period of rehabilitation.
Oh, this guy.
Hey, Phil, I'll just hang up now.
General Shaw, either shut up or leave. Hey, Phil, either shut up or leave.
Fine.
Well, I think that was a little rude, Phil. General, I'm sorry, sir, but you know that Dr. Sadler...
I don't have the greatest of vocabulary. I don't have the greatest grammar, but I know what I'm doing on account of I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I get you're a doctor already. I know that you're here to heal. But just with this conversation we're going to have today, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, has to do with Phil's ability...
Yeah, it's called stroke plus one. Basically, you're talking about...
No, we'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead, Dr. Sadler.
I tell you, you got a very interesting crew there.
I'm just wondering what language you're speaking here.
We're speaking English, General. It's just that I have better things to do than to get the big words and talk about the big...
All right, we understand that. So my right arm has been immobile since February the 9th when I had surgery on my rotator cuff. I've had it in a sling. At times, yes, I do move it around when I have to absolutely use it, like driving the car.
What did they tell you about taking it out of the sling?
I got the word on, went in on Monday and talked to the doctor, and he said, don't do it, man.
Yeah, don't take it out of the sling, Phil.
Okay, but the point is... The arm was feeling good.
Yeah, the arm's feeling good. But guess what? Guess what it doesn't feel good enough to do? And this is where Mr. Dickman can just hold his peace for a minute.
You used the word spank. I didn't mean to.
What Mr. Dickman's running his big mouth about is what we call stroke plus one. You know this song by...
Stroke plus one?
Wait a minute. You know this song by...
Are you talking about the Haircut 100 song?
Yes. Do, do, do. Love plus one. Do, do, do. You know this song?
Yeah, I know that song.
Okay. What we do in orthopedic circles is when we're referencing whether a man is yet able to use the right arm for what we call stroke plus one. And
so you're talking about...
I'm talking about the M word.
The M word.
That's right. I'm not stuttering over here.
All right, so why is this so important?
Because you're talking about a man laying on his back or walking around or doing whatever, and he can't use his right arm. He can't use the right hand.
Well, okay, so you can't use the right hand. Why?
Because it's painful. To use the right hand when you've had the rotator cuff surgery on the right shoulder, what Mr. Hendry has had, it's what we call stroke plus one.
Okay, you're losing me. Why do you call it that?
It's just a code, okay? So when I'm walking down the hall and I've got some of my patients have had rotator cuff surgery on the arm of the hand, what they use.
There's your fractured grammar. On the arm of the hand, what they use.
I don't know what this guy's talking.
General, we'll get into it later, okay?
This guy.
All right, fine, but I thought I'd point it out. All right, General, we've got you on the record. Great.
Yeah, let's do whatever this guy's talking about. So
I'm talking about you not using right grammar. Okay, hold on, because we're getting here now. We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler about the rotator cuff surgery that I've had on my right arm. I can't use my right hand, which means it's stroke plus one.
That's stroke plus do-do-do, so it goes, I went to the right, well, I said... Good night. Where do we go from here? Is it down to the lake, I fear? Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. Then I call. Rain, rain, ring, ring, ring. Stroke plus one. And then the guys are like, oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know how to do it.
What the fuck? What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is the use of the right hand.
Can't you just ask the guy, are you guys able to jerk off yet?
Oh, my God.
Phil, I asked you to have some delicacy.
Oh, my God. Here I am in a family show.
All right, look, Dr. Sadler, you said that you wanted to talk about this.
No, I said we could talk about it, and you went, yeah, that's pretty much my problem.
No, I never said that. I never said that.
Well, you kind of did, Mr. Henry. I heard you talk about stroke. You know, you talked about spankability.
Yeah, I think I heard that, Phil. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to clear the studio in about 2 seconds unless you guys shut up. You understand? You understand, right?
Yeah.
Yes? Yes.
Wow. You.
And Dr. Sadler, when I talk, you can answer, okay? So this is called Stroke Plus One because it's based on the Haircut 100 song Love Plus One. And what does it mean?
I'm asking, do you have the stroke? Or is it stroke plus one? If it's stroke plus one, you can't move that right hand. You couldn't move that right hand if it had a mind of its own and it decided, I think today I'd like to go ahead and go stroking. You see what I'm saying?
No, I know. I do not see what you're saying at all. It sounds like idiotic crap. All right, hold on. Dr. Sadler, this is Margaret Gray.
You know, somebody better come with something good or I'm hanging this phone up, and I don't care.
You can't hang the phone up.
You're not allowed to hang the phone up. Dr. Sadler, here's my question. Why is it dangerous for men to go 2 months without, as you say, stroke plus one?
Because obviously you get into issues having to do with other parts of the body, with the prostate gland and the secretion of certain fluids and so on and so forth. There's no big secret to it. And the fact that a man loses his mobility, as Mr. Hendry, you can attest to, you've been barely able to use the right hand for stroke plus one.
Why don't you call it what it is? You're talking about jerking off?
Okay, that's it.
Phil, I got to leave the room. I'm going to have to leave, too. Okay, so you can't hang up.
No, I know that.
I'm glad you guys left, because now I can close the door.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, now the door's closed, and they can't get back in. So, Dr. Sadler, it's you and me. And again, I'll ask you, this stroke plus one is some kind of code.
Yes, it's code for the spank.
Well, then, all right. So a guy is not able to do anything with the right hand for at least, but in my case, I'm going to be on PT for another, 6 months?
Think about that, Phil. 2 months from surgery, 6 months. 6 months, and it's going to be, dun, 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 yeah, dun, 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 ring, 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 stroke plus one.
Well, you knock that off, man, because it doesn't mean anything to me.
I'm trying to be relatable.
Okay, you guys.
Yes. All right, Phil, we'll behave.
Yeah.
Come on back in. I was listening outside. Phil's making a good point. So you're telling a guy, when you tell a guy stroke plus one,
I don't understand.
I don't understand it either. If a guy's not able to do what you think he can't do, then what's, you don't need to point it out to him.
Well, let me ask you this, and you don't have to, are you able to ring, stroke plus one?
You know, you don't have to sing that stupid-ass song or come up with any code. The answer, it will not be forthcoming from me. I'm not about to admit anything like that to my audience. And I, but I, the question is...
Well, then what's the point of having my ass on?
What's the point of us bringing him on?
Yeah, I promised Dr. Sadler we would talk about the stroke.
Stroke plus one.
Who came up with stroke plus one?
Wow. Who came up with stroke plus one? That's exactly what you sounded like, Mr.
That guy has never given us any real solid medical advice.
Agreed. How's the arm feel?
Are we going to get into stroke plus one here?
No, we just want to know.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler? Yeah. Mr. Henry? You can't do what you did. Stroke plus one. Give me the phone.
Dr. Sadler, sir, I would have you just answer my questions, not get frustrated, not get crazy.
Okay. God.
So this is all a lot of talk about nothing, as far as I'm concerned, and yet you have categorized this and made this a part of the people's physical therapy. Why? Because some guy was asking, you know, when am I going to be able to jerk off?
Mr. Henry, I'm trying. There's a lady present. Stroke plus one is a...
Stroke plus one ain't anything.
It is a program that I put together for guys who had their right arm immobile because of rotator cuff surgery, and they haven't been able to jerk off! Okay, so...
Goodbye.
Well, now, I agree with you hanging up in there.
Yeah. See, these guests of ours get so crazy. The next time anybody yells at me, they're banned forever.
Yeah, but Mr. Dr. Sadler, no, let me...
Hey, Jim, it's Phil Henry. Yeah, I said Jim. No, I know I didn't say doctor. Who's this? Can I have the phone? Would you give the phone over to Dr. Sadler? What's gone wrong with your brain that you would scream at me like that? This is still the same nurse doing a Dr. Sadler impression. When you get him back... Never mind. Hang the phone up. Hang the phone up. We were going to have Dr. Sadler on to talk about, I've had my arm in a sling since February the 9th, the day we had surgery, and I've had it, you know, in and out of a sling, but mostly in a sling, and I had my first meeting with the doctor after surgery about, well, not the first, but the second meeting about 2 days ago. And yeah, it's true. I've had my arm immobile. It's been very painful to use the right hand. It's painful to use the right arm, but I've been able to use it more and more.
You were saying that it's become more flexible.
As time goes on, yeah. However... They said to me on Monday, whenever I was over there, they said, don't you ever, man, not wear that damn sling, especially when you're lifting things. So keep it on, and then my PT is going to start on...
You said April 11th.
April the 11th, yeah. And it's going to go on for month after month.
So you're not interested in stroke plus one?
Will you knock it off with stroke plus one?
What is that? That doesn't mean anything, bud. Do you understand? That is a dead issue.
And it's not anything I'm going to talk about. And the fact that Sadler has a patient, has a client base that's so fascinated or interested in when they're going to be able to spank it again that they got stroke plus one. Never mind.
How was your interview today with Dana Gould?
We're on the air with Dana Gould today. At least we're recording Zoom with the great comedy stand-up comedian, great comedy writer, great comic actor, Dana Gould. We recorded it today, and when it airs, I'm sure we will let you know. Thanks a lot, Dr. Sadler, for nothing. That sucked. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Oh, come on, will you?
Yeah. Stroke plus one.
General Galen Shaw here for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass, available to you now at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. 60,000 hours of the greatest audio entertainment that your ass has ever heard. Radio shows, digital content, as well as video casts, as well as long and short-form comedy. We also have the radio and TV interviews, TV pilots, podcasts from Bobby Dooley and Elcott The Next Step. You can't beat it with your good right hand.
Yeah.
Get a backstage pass at the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online,
other than
porn. World-famous Phil Henry Show back here at the El Pacifico in Southern California. And I don't know, I think Jackie's going to...
Is Jackie coming back to California?
I think she's going to visit. We're starting to get serious now.
What do you mean you're starting to get serious? You guys have been together since when?
A number of years, but we're starting to actually make concrete plans as to where we're going to live, who's going to buy what, and it's interesting. But nonetheless, she's going to be out here. She's got to go to Germany because she has relatives in Germany. I don't want to give away too much.
Yeah, but she's got relatives in Germany, like what? You talk about World War II?
No, I'm not talking about... I'd have to kick your ass for that.
Sure. Hey, bud, you know what? Not everything in Germany has to do with that.
Jackie's mother is German, and her relatives are in Germany, or was. Her mother has passed on since, and Jackie's father is from the United States. In fact, Jackie's father's... I think he's from San Bernardino.
Well, her father's originally from Utah, and the family relocated to California.
So anyway, she has relatives there, man. It's got none of your damn business, but we were talking a little bit about that. This has nothing to do with what we have coming up, though. Coach Vernon Dozier is in studio. Coach, how are you?
I'm good, Phil, and congratulations on whatever plans you make.
So what did you want to say?
So I come on here because I had heard you replay a show where I, as I said, and I tweeted it out, and I shouldn't have said, I bitched out momentarily and went full bitch.
Yeah, you started crying.
Yeah. And that angered me, and so I began to speculate. What if I could, morph out of, if you could morph out of what you are and morphed into something else, you know?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
Well, you were saying you were so embarrassed about crying on my show.
I was so embarrassed about crying on your show that I wanted to physically change into a lizard. I wanted to become something other than what I was.
Why is that?
Because I was so embarrassed.
You're embarrassed about crying. So embarrassed.
Look at...
My name is General Shaw.
Okay, I'm sorry. General Shaw, when a man, especially a man... You know, I'm a football coach, okay?
Yeah, I know.
All right, when I start crying on the Phil Hendry show and bitching out, there's not too many places you're going to run to.
Look, I don't remember the show, and we don't have to talk about it, but you started to cry. Go back and look at it.
Wait a minute, man. I'm just saying something affected me.
What are you looking for?
I'm trying to find your show log.
I don't think it's necessary. You're basically saying that on the show, we replayed a show?
You replayed a show where I went, as I said, I went bitch. You talk about stroke play. I went bitch plus one and started bitch out.
Yeah.
Okay. And at that time, I was so embarrassed that I went home that night thinking about that. And I thought, why can't, we talk about science fiction movies where you see a guy morph or you see a guy change into a,
See a guy change like into a monster.
Yeah, and so I just kind of absentmindedly began to speculate, what would it be like if I could just, I want out of here, you know.
So you just want to, I think we've all had the feeling, I don't want to be here, I want to be anywhere but here.
I want to be anywhere but here, yeah. But rather than go and physically remove myself to another place, if I was able to just immediately metamorphosize into a bee or something.
Into a bee.
Hey, man, you got to get with the spirit of this, okay?
I'm listening to everything you're saying. General, no, wait a minute. I'm listening to everything you're saying. And you know, Coach, I respect you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know it from talking to you.
Boy, do you talk much?
Yeah, I talk every day. I talk in a classroom.
Okay. Then what I'm saying is this. You're talking about being so embarrassed, you don't want to just leave the room. You don't want to just leave the area. You want to physically metamorphosize into another creature.
That's right.
And what does that do?
What does that do? You love this guy?
What does it do?
What it does is no one recognizes it's me anymore.
You're like a bee or a lizard.
I'm a bee or a lizard. No one's laughing. Who's going to laugh at a lizard?
Well, what was so...
God damn, General. What was so... What was embarrassing about it was all I remember was crying on this here radio show, on this podcast, and being super embarrassed by it.
Well, I don't remember what it was, but I do know this. Whatever it was you were crying at or crying about, Coach, you didn't have to be. I'm sure you're making a bigger deal out of it than you should have.
Well, I was very mortified and very upset.
I can tell you, we have a lot of guys on this show that start bawling.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Henry.
And you're one of them, bud.
Oh, yeah, right.
You're one of them. We got a lot of guys on this show that just start bawling for no reason.
Well, there's a lot of guys around here play the tough guy, and they aren't really.
Okay, you talking about me?
A lot of guys around here play the tough guy, and they're not really.
Are you talking about me?
A lot of guys...
All right, Mark, I think we can say yes. Okay, well, you know that's not me, because I've never gone down bitch plus one.
This, whatever you started with, that stroke plus one...
So what are you worried about, man?
I'm worried, Mr. Henry, that I have students, I have young people that are dependent upon me. I come on your show, a lot of stuff gets said, a lot of bearing of the soul happens, and I'm not so sure it's a good idea for me to be coming on your show anymore. That's why I said it would be wonderful if I could come on his program, say some things, and when I started to feel as if I was going to start to...
You're going to start to bitch out.
All right, I'll say it. If I was going to bitch out, then I could just go, you know, what you do is you concentrate. What are you looking at? What are you doing? I'm pretending like I could metamorphosize into a mollusk or something. So I won't be Coach Vernon Dozier. I won't be human. If I feel like I'm going to start crying, I metamorphosize into a shellfish, and then I cry. But everyone said, "Well, that's just a shellfish. Who sees a shellfish cry?" That's almost like the title of a song, isn't it? That's very lovely. Who sees the shellfish cry? Okay, F this. Who sees the shell? No. You know, I'm sorry I even came in here, Phil. You know what? I got to tell you something, Coach. I've heard some screwy things in my day. What, you going to tell me that's the screwiest? I'm going to tell you this, that you're so embarrassed about crying and having your students hear you cry. Well, my students did hear me cry. And they all said to me, well, gee, Coach, we never heard you cry before. And a few of them looked like it really bothered them. Well, what to look at? Then don't come on the show. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm either not going to come on the show or find a way somehow. I've seen people concentrate in movies. They'll close their eyes and go, what are you doing? I'm trying to concentrate, and they turn into a bat or something. You think you can do that?
Yeah, I don't think so, Coach.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, what, Coach, what was the essential point of what you were trying to say?
What was that? That was somebody's squeaky chair.
That wasn't a fart.
No, that was not a fart. What the essential point was, what I was trying to say is, I was embarrassed coming on your program and crying because my students heard it, and I wished at that moment I could metamorphosize into a catfish or metamorphosize into in a cubby, little tiny cubby bear, anything.
So they wouldn't see you cry?
Yes, but you don't think it's physically possible? No, I don't think it's physically. What a jackass.
Well, you're sitting here.
You were going, I was in a perfect world. What if you could go,
like you're almost having a rough bowel movement?
Yeah, that's what you're describing.
Thank you very much, Phil. It's great talking to you.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
It did, Coach. It sounded like when you went, like you're trying to push out a rock or something. I was trying to approximate what it would look like if you were trying to turn into a turtle.
See you later, Coach.
I apologize for that. I'm just... A lot of frustration around here. A lot of people angry. A lot of people not getting what they want. Last night, Ted Bell, and he, he wants everybody to know it's about him, about me, as he put it. And then we had, just before this, Dr. Jim Sadler getting pissed off because nobody loves him. And now we have Coach Vernon... Let me say this. I apologize to everybody. I should not have lost my temper. Phil, you're right. And... it's not that important, and I recognize it's stupid of me to want to metamorphosize into a bat.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. What I would like is to not come on your show anymore if I feel like I'm going to cry.
That's a good idea.
And Mr. Henry right now, for the record, is smiling and going,
Well, thanks a lot, Phil. Coach Vernon Dozier, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Aye.
Does that mean me?
What?
Does that mean me? Stroke plus one?
No.
No, that's about me. Then why is he going, ay?
It's nothing, Coach.
Coach, I love you, man. Go home. Have a beautiful night. Yeah. Say hello to the wife for me.
Uh-huh.
Coach Vernon Dozier on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thanks also to Dr. Jim Sadler, two of the biggest pussies.
I'm kidding. God damn.
I'm just kidding. Two great guys on the Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Jesus.
Don't forget, today we were interviewed on the Dana Gould podcast. The great Dana Gould, great comic, great stand-up comic, great comedy writer, great comic actor, will be with Dana Gould here in the days forthcoming. And then on tomorrow night, here in Los Angeles, Thursday night, we'll be on the air with Tim Conway Jr., KFI LA.
What time is that?
Well, I mean, I think I'm going in the studio around 7:30 Pacific, so.
Stroke plus one.
Hey, everyone, this is Dr. Jim Sadler. I forgot to mention a song that I wrote
for my urologist friend, Dr. Flem Benner. And it's a takeoff on the Johnny Cash song, Ring of Fire. It goes like this. I went down to a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames leapt higher. And it burns, burns, burns every time I urinate, every time I urinate. Okay?
Thank you.